glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
After the chilly start to the morning, what a day weather-wise today. I'm Tim Nelson. You're listening to Mark and Friends on this Thursday, the 2nd of December. Let's start our time together with a word from the Apostle Paul from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 18. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish, since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. He has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 21.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, praising thee, their Son above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Forest, vale, and mountain, blooming meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine.
Thank you for listening to this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on this second day of December. Here's a name you might be familiar with, especially if you're a longtime supporter of WLUJ here in the Springfield area. Joyce Mankey is our office manager. She was on site for a few years, and now she works out of her home. And Joyce, thank you for joining us today. I just enjoy every time we get a chance to talk and just to hear about what God's doing in your life. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Tim.
Tell us a little bit about your time here at WLUJ. You mentioned to me you've been here about 6 years or so and how you've served over the years.
Well, Tim, I wasn't really looking for a job when I come to WLUJ, but, you know, God works in mysterious ways sometimes. And so I was retired and into my 70s already, and I got a phone call wanting to know if I could come and help them out. And you know, I really felt it was a call that God had led me to, and when God calls you, he equips you, and so I just didn't know if I could work in radio. I'd never done that before, and so I had worked with insurance, managing an insurance agency, and I worked in a bank and managed a branch office, but radio was just a little different, and started out with the secretarial job and moved up. Right now I'm in the office management and accounting, and God is just blessed, as he always does when you say yes. So I have enjoyed that. You know, giving a testimony is nothing more than your story. And everybody has a story, and it's your story and my story, and God wants us to share it. And so I wanted to share just a few things about how God has worked in my life and how he continues to work. I remember several years ago when I was in ministry, I started praying like Jabez prayed. Lord, just expand my territory, bless me, enlarge my territory, and just bless me. And your may your hand be upon me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And God granted Jabez's request, and he has totally granted mine too. Because every time I say yes, he continues to bless, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, Joyce, you mentioned that you've said yes to some ministry opportunities some years ago, and you still do some of it together with your husband, Verlin, and some other folks as well. And that's the nursing home ministry. Tell us about how that started and what God has done in that over the years.
Well, we started a ministry in 2005, and one of the reasons that we started was we were caregivers for both sets of our parents. And for 5 years, actually. And during that 5 years, there was a little church and a very special friend of mine who's still pastoring. He would bring his church and his singers, his people that did music down to my parents' home. And they would hold a little praise and testimony worship service in the home. And I remember how much my dad really enjoyed that. And it just really sunk in my heart that I needed to do something for the elderly people that perhaps are not able to get out and go to church and worship. And so in 2005, we had a group of people who were interested in doing some outreach for our church. And they had said, if you start it, we'll follow and we'll go with you, we'll help you. And so first day I thought, okay, I'm going to this nursing home and I'm just going to see what I can do. And I was scared, and the devil plays tricks on you, Tim, mm-hmm. and he just lets you think that this is not going to work. So I walk into this home, and I'm handing out tracts that has nothing more on them than the word heaven, because there were so many people that didn't believe, and they'd say, what church are you from? And I didn't want to get into that. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, it's about a place we're all trying to go to. And so they would take the tract from me. And I walked up to this little man that probably wasn't more than 5 foot tall, and he was in a wheelchair with his oxygen tank. And I handed it to him, and he looked up at me, and he said, I want to know, and I want to go. And immediately my mind went to, oh, man, the first person I talked to has got Alzheimer's. That's the devil.
Right.
And so I left him. I said, well, you read the tract, and I'll be back, and we'll talk about it. And I got home that night, and I thought, that wasn't what God wanted me to do. And I began to realize that the devil speaks volumes sometimes, and we just need to ignore that. And I couldn't sleep, and I got up the next morning, and I went back to the nursing home, and he was not in the same place. I didn't get his name. I didn't get his room number. I had no clue. And so I was so disappointed. I come home, and I had a sleepless night again, and I thought, I'm going to go until I find this man. And so I go back to the home the next day, and I get off the elevator, and there he sits, and his eyes just got big, and he got this big smile, and he said, take me to my room. I want to know how to go to heaven. And so from that point on, I led him to the Lord, and we had a Bible study with him for about a year and a half before his passing. Every week we'd go have Bible study, and we'd sing with him. And the roommate next to him said, I don't want no part of it. He said, I don't want to listen. And so he'd jump in his wheelchair, and he would go away out of the room, or he'd turn his TV on, and it would be very loud. And about a year passed, and I walked over to him one day because we got very familiar with him and good friends. He just didn't want Bible study. And so I sat on his bedside, and I put my arm around him, and I said, J.R., you don't have to listen to Bible study, but I want you to know Jesus loves you. And with that moment, he started crying, and he said, I want to know. I've been listening. And so you would never have known he had been listening, but I led him to the Lord, and it was so exciting. He called his mom from Virginia, and you could hear her praising the Lord through the phone, and it was just an exciting time.
Boy, there's proof that God works even when we think he's not working, you know, in somebody's life, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's so true. And, you know, the thing is, we just have to stay focused and stay in the Word.
Yes.
We had some 200 volunteers ended up joining us. We have 19 homes that we go into. And our focus and our theme is to stay focused on God, because you can hear these voices that you're doing it wrong. But if you stay in the Word, you know you're doing it right.
If you're just joining us on Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, we're joined by our office manager at WLUJ, Joyce Mankey. I'm Tim Nelson. Let's take a break, play a song for you. We'll come back and talk with Joyce some more and find out how God continues to work in her life today.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king is born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they saw a brand new shining star. They heard a choir sing, the music seemed to come from afar.
Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king is born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Bethlehem that night, they found no place to bear her child, not a single room in sight.
And then they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born.
Well, we're back with more of Mark and Friends on this Thursday with Tim Nelson. Joyce Mankey is WLUJ's office manager. She joins us remotely today. Joyce, you talked quite a bit about this incredible nursing home ministry that God has had you in. And you've mentioned, and I just read one of your recent quarterly newsletters of the Sunshine Ministry, which is the name of the nursing home ministry. Share with us, would you, a little bit about what is in this recent newsletter?
Well, I just sent one out, and it, you know, we're reminded over and over that God is the same today as he was yesterday. The nursing home ministry can be a challenge at times, but we've seen God provide in so many ways. And I think of the song, the words of an old hymn. It says, build your hopes on things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have focused on, is that God is alive. He wants us to share the gospel. And it doesn't matter if you're in the nursing homes or if you're not. We've had a lot of relatives that come to be with the nursing home residents through our services. And we've seen many people saved through this ministry of just holding praise and worship services. You know, we live in a world today that is rapidly changing, and it's frightening to think that the news we hear, we sometimes have to pinch ourselves to believe whether it's really true, if we're hearing the right things. And you often think we're headed down a road of destruction, but in the midst of a famine. But, you know, Amos pointed out that it's not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but it's a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. And we can't do much about this, the things that are going on around us, until we get a spiritual concern within us and to know that God wants us to share his word. And, you know, even Jude points out when he writes to Christian people who were experiencing all the double pressures of an extreme persecution and under spiritual attack, which is what we're under today, darkness at the moment. But Jude writes in his epistle in just a couple of verses, he explains to Christians that just remain committed to Christ, keep yourself in the love of God. And so by going to the ministry, we not only minister to those who are sick and hurting and in a dark place, but many times we were able to have the relatives come and sit with us. Our highest attendance was 85. We got so large, we expanded into three different rooms they had to open up petitions for. And people want to hear the word, Tim. They are hungry for the spiritual food. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we say we can't do a job, but you know what? God just loves to hear you say that, because when you can't do a job, that's when he can.
Amen.
And, yeah, you're not dependent on yourself.
Yes.
Because you can't do it. You have to go to God and pray about it, and he is our anchor. He's the one that can equip us when he calls us. And so it's just been an exciting ministry, and we would go and try to think that we're going to bless other people, but we would come away with a blessing. And so this year we're giving away in two homes 190 sweaters. I bought Hanes sweatshirts. I cut them down the middle and sew a border on them so they don't have to pull them over their head, and so they slip them on like a sweater. So I have 30 more to sew. I have 160 done, and we have lotion, and we have toothpaste, toothbrushes, soaps, the different toiletries that they might need. And so that's their gift this year. But the greatest gift is the gift of God, which we put a track in so that they can read that and share with their friends and hopefully come to know the Lord Jesus.
Well, if you're just joining us, you've been listening to Joyce Mankey. She's the WLUJ office manager. Someone would want to know how to get in touch with you or how they can best pray for you. We'll talk a little bit about that next here on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends at Great News Media.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Tim Nelson here with you, along with WLUJ office manager Joyce Mankey on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And Joyce, tell us a little bit about how someone can get in touch with you about your nursing home ministry, which is Sunshine Ministry. Maybe someone would like to connect with you. Let us know how we can best pray for you.
Well, you can actually send me an email. by jmancke at yahoo.com. That's my email address. And also, my phone number is an 815 area code 351-7659. And I'm always happy to hear from people who have a heart for the ministry. Because, you know, if we stay in the Word, Tim, and keep the faith, the end's going to be better than right now. Yeah, I would like for you to pray that things would go well for this Christmas season. We get all of our work done for their gifts, and God just blesses us over and over because of trying to reach out to others and help others to understand the love of God.
So are you still in the process of making some of those sweatshirts as gifts?
I have 30 sweatshirts yet to sew, but that's not going to be a problem, I don't believe. I think that it can get done within the next couple of weeks, and then we'll start packing up 190, I believe, to be exact, sweaters, and they go to three different places. So, and that's just in the homes in this area here. We have 16 other homes that the people up in the Joliet area, Bolingbrook, Plainfield, all around Romeoville, Aurora, are doing the same thing that we do. But I believe this is probably the biggest Christmas that we've had down here. So
let me give this contact information in case if that rolled by someone too quickly. And I know depending on what you're doing right now, you may have not had a pen ready. Joyce's number, if you'd like to get in touch with her concerning Sunshine Ministry, the nursing home ministry of Sunshine Ministry, is 815-351-7659, 815-351-7659. Her email address is jmankey at yahoo.com. Let me spell that for you, jmancke at yahoo.com, jmancke at yahoo.com. Well, as we wrap up today's Mark and Friends program, Joyce, is there any last word you'd like to have?
Just appreciate all God is doing, and appreciate all the people that do help us out, and we just love y'all.